Look, I know you've been stressing about everything that's going on in your life right now, but don't worry. I've got the solution. You just have to change everything about your life. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is about to be real juicy, so let's jump in. I know. I'm hilarious. Obviously, I am just joking. We do not need to change everything about your life in order to decrease all that stress and really boost your happiness. We just need to tweak a few things. So let's jump into talking about self-care, things we have control over, and how to get a little more happiness out of every day and how that little bit adds up to be a lot over time. It's true, though. It feels like when we want to be a little bit happier and not feel so stressed that we would have to change everything. And when people offer us solutions, it feels like that's impossible. It feels like it is revamping our entire life. And who can do that? I mean, I have invested in courses and books and resources that are so overwhelming. And it's like, just do these 5 steps every day and you'll be successful. And it's like, I don't even know how to do the first step. Like, I need someone to break it down for me. So I want to share with you what I find helpful and not overwhelming, because I'm already stressed, right? And like, you're listening to this podcast because you're stressed out and you're needing to increase the happiness in your life. So I'm going to break it down and make it super simple and actionable for you to start doing right now. All right, your first actionable step is so simple, you can do it right after this episode. It's to unplug. I take time every single day, no matter what, to be disconnected from technology for some period of time. And I don't mean when you're at work and you weren't able to be on your phone scrolling Facebook and watching your Instagram stories. I mean intentional, I'm putting my phone down. The other night, Derek and I are in bed and we're talking and he's like, oh, can you search that up? And I said, nope, I'm done for the day. If I look at my phone right now, I'm going to see the notifications I have. I'm going to see the emails I have. I'm going to see the messages waiting for me. And I'm going to want to reply because I enjoy being prompt and talking with you guys and getting back to you as soon as possible about your questions and, you know, engaging with my tribe. But I need time to unplug and take care of me. So it sounds really simple, but even 10 minutes before bed, okay? So if you're like, I want to go to sleep at 10 o'clock, so you stay on your phone until 10 o'clock, I mean, why not try at 9:50 even? Putting it down, being still and quiet for 10 minutes, and then seeing how your sleep changes, seeing how your mind can shut off when you take a short break from it. It can be at any time during the day, but to mindfully just unplug from the outside world. Be in the moment where you are. Okay, my second tip is a little difficult to do, so bear with me because I promise it's worth it. So if you're anything like me and you have anxiety, you probably have a hard time sitting still. There's always dishes to be washed. There's always laundry to be folded. There's always stuff to be doing. Did I get the mail? Oh, I forgot to water the plants. Oh, that's not where that goes. I'm going to go put that back. Oh, I need to brush my teeth. Oh, I haven't eaten yet. That's my brain over a matter of 3 seconds. So I have a very hard time not multitasking. And you guys, do not brag about multitasking. It is so bad for us. We aren't meant to do all of this stuff at once. I can hardly sit down and watch TV without automatically, as a reflex, going on my phone and scrolling social media at the same time. It can be my favorite show, like legit. The brand new episode of Grey's Anatomy can be on, and I am still over here scrolling, commenting, liking, engaging. And I don't know how it happened. I don't even remember picking up my phone, opening Instagram, and starting to do that. And that's what freaks me out, is that I'm so attached and so tuned in. And then it's not just the phone, but it's, you know, oh, I'm going to pause my show so I can go, you know, make food. And then I'm going to come back and we'll turn it on. And then, oh, Derek got home, so we're going to talk. And then, you know, and it's like, I can't just do one thing at a time. And multitasking increases my anxiety immensely when I'm trying to do so much that I just had a thought and it was really great and I'm super excited, and then it's like, oh, okay, I'll do that right after I scoop the cat box, and then bam, the thought's gone and I have no idea what I wanted to do, or, you know. And so multitasking is so unhealthy. So just start being aware. When you picked up your phone, what were you going on there to do? Or were you just going on there to be mindless? I'm not saying that's bad, but be aware and intentional about the choices that you're making. Bonus tip, do not take your phone to the bathroom with you. First of all, it's disgusting. I'm totally judging you. Not that I haven't done it, but seriously, we can't even go pee without our technology, people. Like, come on. Why are you trying to hang out in there? Unless you're a mom, because oh my God. Bless your soul, that might be the only time you get to yourself during the day. But otherwise, oh, guys, really? Like, you can't even take a poop without scrolling Facebook? And I do not want you liking my posts or listening to my podcast while you're on the shitter. Okay. So, bonus tip. Maybe unplug when you go to the bathroom. Why do you don't need it? I promise. We don't want to know what you're doing in there, and I don't want to think about you posting on my page, commenting on my stuff from the toilet. So, bonus tip is to leave it behind. My final actionable step that you can take today to increase your happiness and decrease your stress is to move your body. Stretch. Go for a walk, dance it out, just move. Your body is meant to have those endorphins released, but they don't come out until you're moving your body. And so if you're feeling stressed, you have a ton of cortisol in your body. We want to get rid of that, and we want to build on those powerful endorphins that boost your mood and make you feel so damn good. Have you ever had a workout that was so bomb that you cried at the end? Oh, girl, if you haven't, we got to work out together, because that is my jam. I cry after my workouts so much, and I'm not like, you know, hot, sweaty mess, sobbing my eyes out, but, you know, I'll get like a lump in my throat and I'll feel tearful, and I'm like, damn, I needed that. Our bodies are meant to move. We spend so much time sitting at our desks, you know, sitting in the car, sitting watching TV when we get home, and our bodies aren't meant for that. How are you supposed to release that physical tension that you feel and that you've been carrying if you're not moving your body and giving your muscles that opportunity to stretch, and to release that stress? So, actionable step number 3, get up and move your body. So, you are going to leave this podcast knowing 3 simple ways to start making small changes in your life and reduce stress and boost happiness. You now are going to move your body. Be more mindful of your tasks so that you aren't multitasking and you are giving your full attention and focus to whatever it is you're doing in that moment. And you are going to take time to unplug. You are going to think of me the next time you are trying to scroll Facebook on the toilet and be like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to be doing this. So I want you to take time to do those things. You deserve it. I am a huge advocate for self-care. You cannot pour from an empty cup. fill yours first. I have loved talking with you guys today. I cannot wait to hear how these small actionable steps start impacting your life right now. Be sure to tag me in your Instagram stories as you're listening, finishing up this episode. Take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories, tag me at The Anxious Therapist. What did you love about today's episode? And tag a girlfriend who you think could use a little more self-care in her life so that we can spread the word. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. I can't wait to see you in our next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.